morning. This is the Advanced Lifestyle Call, and I'm Nancy in cloudy Cleveland, and cold and windy and no showers in some places. But I can look out at a gorgeous tree out my kitchen window that has wonderful colors on it. And we are here because we have found a healthier way of eating, according to the China study. Colin Campbell has discovered, a long time ago actually, by doing, oh gosh, it's been so long since I've talked about this part of the call, 880 million participants in China, who he discovered were eating the way we have become accustomed to eating over the last almost year and a half.
Hi.
Good morning, how are you?
Good, how are you?
Good, you know how I love talking to myself. And I've been doing it. What's going on in California, Lee?
Well, not much. I hear we can order the products today, but I don't, is it that we can't, they don't come out until November 1st?
Not sure about that. It should tell you when you order it, you know, when you go back to tracking to see, it should tell you there when your order will be shipped.
Yeah. Well, I don't want it shipped. I'll just go pick it up.
That's right. So you can just go run down and get it.
Well, yeah.
Lucky you.
Yep.
Shipping is big, although they're actually having, well, I don't know. Maybe not. I guess at the convention they were having half price shipping.
Well, and I also heard they got the new catalogs.
Yeah, that's what Char said yesterday.
That is really, that's just amazing to me that they're finally doing it.
Well, makes sense, doesn't it?
Oh, I've gotten letters from people because I've said how much the price list, we need to have the new price list,
uh-huh.
You know, and they have gone ahead and I got some back from them saying, you're absolutely right and we'll get it out, and they did it the next day.
Wow.
You know, but that, yeah, I think that's more important than the catalogs.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, people want to know, that's very often the first question, well, what is it cost? Without even knowing what you're talking about.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What?
They want to know the price without even knowing what you're talking about.
Right, absolutely.
Yeah. Let me just finish what I started before you came on, talking about how we got to be where we are right now as far as the China study. We're part of a study group who have actively applied the principles from the China study book, and most are utilizing cutting-edge wellness products made available by Nikan. Attending this call in no way obligates anybody to make any purchase. You're our guest. And we only ask that if you find something helpful and beneficial that you come back on the calls and share the number with other people. And we appreciate everybody who is on the calls for supporting the calls and for participating in the calls. And, you know, there are many people out there just listening. And one day they take that big step and ask the question they've been wanting to ask that nobody's ever asked, or they just start participating, which is always fun. So I want to welcome everybody who's here, listening or participating, and we can move on. So what's going on besides the new products, Lee? Have you looked online to see them? He's probably on mute.
This is Mary Lou. Nancy, how are you doing?
I'm good, Mary Lou. How are you?
I'm all right.
We've missed you for the last several times. How have you
been? I went to the convention, so I haven't gone.
And
I listened to Monday, but they were pretty busy.
Was it your first convention?
No, I went to California.
Okay, and what did you think this time?
I thought that this one was much better.
Wow.
I thought it was more down to the facts, and there wasn't a lot of other things. And the breakout sessions, you had enough room to get into,
mm-hmm.
And they were just very, very clear. All of the information and the way that they presented everything, it was,
wow.
I thought it was more, well, I just thought it was better in every way. There wasn't so much hoopla and, you know, all that other stuff going on that, you know, some people think of religion. It was more just matter of fact. It was business. It was friendly. It was nice.
As someone who was not there, my reaction to that is, isn't it wonderful how the company who puts on the convention has learned by not only what they've done in the past that needed improvement, but input from us out here.
I think it really is. It tells me that they're listening.
Yeah.
And that they will, you know, that that's what they're trying to do to help us.
Mm-hmm.
With what we need to do, you know, and in every way, how important we out here in the country are, you know, essential and necessary for them.
Oh, absolutely. Without us, they're nothing. And in the same way,
yeah.
Without them,
right.
We're nothing. Yeah.
With the night of the final, you know, the last night with the party, Bob Richards came by the table where I was, eating with a group of all of us around there, and saying, "We appreciate you very much."
Wow.
So that's saying a lot for somebody that's, you know, the leader, to take the time and to really know, try to get to know us and everything around. So I just think it's marvelous.
Mm-hmm.
But it was very good.
That's great.
Very, very informational. And that's what we have to know. You know, I don't intend to ever try to be a know-every-fact, you know. But you do have to know some things.
Yeah. Yeah.
And to your customers.
Yeah.
You know, if they've got to look at you because they don't see the rest of the staff of the big company. So I think it was, I just thought it was very, very good.
Wow. Thank you so much.
Real pleased. And the answer, was it Lee that was on a while ago?
Uh-huh.
My understanding, now I may be all wrong, that from the minute they said things were ready, and from the minute where we placed our order there, they said that they would be starting to ship. Now, November 1st date she was talking about, I think November the 1st is when they have the far infrared comforter or blanket, I'm not sure which they call it, and the socks.
Well, I heard gloves and socks, so you can see how you hear different things.
What? I had not heard that the socks are coming back.
Yeah, gloves and socks will be available November 1st is what I heard.
Are they the white socks or the colored socks? Does anyone know?
I couldn't really tell from the picture up. I think they were more toward white or maybe a beige or
okay.
Something. See, I don't know.
So it's like a sports hat. Great. That's good to hear.
But that was November 1st. So but the other things, they said everything is ready and will be shipped.
Great. And I wonder if that means just convention people or everybody. First of all, they're going to do the convention people first.
I feel like that they were just, you know, that would come on out from there. But I think the minute, because they put everything, didn't they, online, just the minute they announced it there, so everything was online for you at home.
I don't know if they could order or not, but I know that they're going to start shipping convention people today.
Uh-huh. So yeah. Anyway, because they indicated it was already. I didn't know how they got everything like that ready, but anyway.
Well, that's, you know, you've got this stuff. Why not have it ready to go when you're ready to go?
Yeah, that's right.
It makes sense.
It was very, very good.
Great. Thank you so much for sharing that. Anyone have any questions for Mary Lou? Did a good job, Mary Lou.
Thank you. I just, as I said, I thought it was very, very well. It just couldn't have been any better, hardly, not to me.
Great.
So.
How long were you down there?
I had to go Tuesday.
Oh.
Because that was when I could get a plane ticket. I didn't get my plane ticket until late, knowing me, you know.
Yeah.
And I had to use frequent flyer miles to get in there at that time. The other days, you know, when it was just about ready to start, we're doing it. So I went in Tuesday.
Okay.
And just ventured around. Even went over to Epcot by myself on Wednesday.
Good for you.
Because I didn't have any other commitments that day, so I just did that.
Sounds great. Okay, anybody else want to say hello?
Good morning, this is Darlene.
Good morning, Darlene, how are you?
Pretty good. Listening to all the new things.
Anybody else want to say hi? Okay, I just have a few things that I picked up online. Interesting, 8 hours to healthier cells. What, want healthier cells in just 8 hours? Anybody have any clue what they're talking about?
Say that again.
Want healthier cells in just 8 hours? Get some solid shut-eye tonight. And, you know, we've talked about this, how the body restores and regenerates while we're sleeping. goes on to say your body does important things while you sleep, like health, like healing your cells. Just one night of tossing and turning could trigger cell-damaging inflammation. So turn off the tube, slip on the sleep mask, which is interesting that they bring that up, but it, you know, keeps the room dark, and get your 40 winks. In a recent study, sleep-deprived people, especially women, showed a marked increase in levels of a protein called NF-KB. That's bad news because NF-KB plays an essential role in the body's inflammation response. Study may help explain why poor sleep is associated with several inflammation-related disorders, including cardiovascular disease, arthritis, diabetes, cancer, and obesity. Interesting, eh? This was on Dr. Oz's website. I always say that when people are stressed, it seems like the thing, or they have a lot to do or whatever, the thing that seems to get cut from so many people who are working 50, 60, 70, 80 hours a week, they don't think they need sleep. And, you know, research has also shown that people who don't get enough sleep are more likely to be overweight. So there is something to needing our Z's. Anyone have any comments about that?
I feel like it's necessary, and I think it's great that they're doing this much to call it to everybody's attention.
Well, unfortunately, what I find is that the people in my family who need to see and hear it
don't
see or hear it, or ignore it, or don't think it's valid or whatever, because the guys in my family just don't think they need sleep like the females, interestingly. I don't know. But yeah, it's out there a lot more than it used to be.
It's out there more, and as I said, we feel like we can help everybody. Can you hear me?
Uh-huh.
And everybody that I was around was saying that your family would be the last one to listen to you.
Oh, absolutely.
Well, you know, we're just mothers and we don't know.
With many things.
And then one man called this morning. I'd let him borrow a backplex because one night on a call I had told him, I had said that it would help with somebody that has breathing, and he just can't breathe, and I think he's nearly on oxygen. And he's also been a welder, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So he has all that stuff in his lungs.
Mm-hmm.
And you know what he called to talk to my husband this morning, and what he said to me, I said, well, how are you doing? And he said, are you breathing any better? And he said, he said, I've been intending to bring that back to you. And they went on a trip, but he didn't even take it with him.
Mm-hmm.
And he hadn't been sleeping with it or doing anything. And he said, oh, you got to believe in that stuff. I said, I don't believe in it. It won't do any good.
He's right.
Do what?
He's right. If he's saying it's not going to do any good, it won't.
And so that's, you know.
Yeah.
So I thought, well, okay.
Where did you tell him to put it, Mary Lou?
I told him to put it on his chest, and he wears overalls a lot. And I took it in a case, you know, in a little cloth deal.
Okay.
And he's been pinning it, I think, with safety pins on there.
Yeah.
And all, but, you know, here, he just said that, and I said, well, okay.
Yeah.
You know, I think I didn't say even okay. I just said, you know, okay, if it didn't do any good, whatever.
Right.
And, you know,
probably won't do any good if you don't try it, if you don't put it on.
they were going somewhere, and he didn't want anybody else in their travel group or whatever else to know he was putting that on.
Uh-huh.
You know.
He'd much rather walk around with oxygen.
I don't really know. I haven't been around him that much, so he must be having to, because he can't do anything anymore because he can't walk anywhere. He's having to give up everything. And, you know, I was going to check to see if he wanted to do the sleep system bar or something. But people like that, there's not any need in letting them bar, whatever, you know. I guess, am I being wrong?
It depends on how, you know, my opinion, and it's strictly my opinion, how much energy do you want to exert on this one soul who...
Yeah,
it's up to you.
Okay. At the time, I was going to let him go ahead and check and sleep on the sleep system.
Mm-hmm.
The little, you know, demo pad.
Mm-hmm.
And everything, but I don't know. If he's that close-minded about this and magnets, and his wife wears them, you know, on her arm and everything.
You can always offer it and ask him if he is willing to look at it.
Uh-huh.
Rather than shoving it at him.
Uh-huh.
You know, But sometimes, I'm very guilty of this, we think we know what's better for people because of all the knowledge we have. And yet they are coming in so green, having no clue what we're talking about, and we really need to get back to basics when we're talking to a new person, because most of them are very uneducated about what we're doing. And it sounds so bizarre and foreign.
I think that nearly anybody that I've been around or tried want to think that I'm selling them something and that I'm making money from it.
Yeah.
And if they're, you know, they're at a retired age and they don't have that much.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, if you can remember something about saying, you know, if I could show you something that could make it easier for you to breathe, would you be willing to look at it? You know, a statement as simple as that, and what you're doing is addressing their problem.
Say that again, Nancy, how you said it. Let me see if I can write that down. I'm bad about can't remember something like that.
Oh, I know. And even
that again.
Remember is remembering to say something like that rather than just throwing it. If I could show you something that might make it easier for you to breathe, would you be willing to look at it?
Okay.
And if they say no, then, you know, a comeback, depending on how you, how well you know, is that you're comfortable with the way you're breathing.
Yeah.
Yeah, and...
Well, he's having to give up everything he's ever done.
Sure.
Because he can't breathe.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, my husband has a friend, and I know the guy, too, who was diagnosed, I think, in June or July, with pulmonary fibrosis and was given a death sentence, literally. And this is a prominent attorney in town who, in his... I think he's about 77, has been working full-time, and all of a sudden his life has dramatically changed. In fact, he just got out of the hospital. And Marty said to me, you know, what can we do for him? And, you know, I don't want to pounce. And, you know, he wanted me to call him the day he came home from the hospital and talk to his wife. I said that I don't think I think he needs a couple of days to balance again, you know, and then I have no problem calling her and offering. But, you know, I don't know how open they are either. So.
Well, I've known them for years, and they know that I use it.
Right.
And how it helped me.
Yes.
They don't, I've had practically anybody, so this is a good way that you said, if I could show you something that would help you breathe. That would be better than the way I'm just saying that there's a product here. But I've heard this man say what he had done with the, and then they wore it on their back too, you know, and
because
it on their clothes and whatever, made like a little dicky, you know, to have it inside.
Right. And I thought of this with this guy that I was just talking about, because when the doctor listens to your lungs, he/she is listening on your back. When they listen to the heart, they listen on the front.
Uh-huh.
Yet I remember one time, a long, long time ago, Vance had some kind of a chest congestion, and he put a Flex on his chest, and all kinds of gook came through, I remember him telling on the call. And so that was coming from the lungs, I'm assuming, but maybe not. So what I would recommend for this guy that we know is one on his back and one on his chest, because you kind of sandwich it. And the big thing we were talking about for this guy is the air machine. Now, I believe he's on oxygen, and I'm not sure that the air machine will do much good, but it certainly couldn't hurt.
Well, as I said, I mean, he'd just be willing, but I'm not going to loan him my air machine.
Mm-hmm.
I use it in my home, you know.
Yeah.
I don't buy enough of these things just to loan it out. Nobody, wherever he goes to buy anything else, all of his tools at Harbor Freight or whatever else, they don't loan it to him, you know.
You're right. And, you know, they're different schools of thought with Niken people. Some say, yes, I loan, and some say, absolutely never. So, you know, you have to decide what you're comfortable with.
This was, you know, a thing to loan him this.
Uh-huh.
And now that's $100 out of my pocket.
Right.
The time I put the thing on it, you know. The,
right.
And also, I'm just saying that, you know, when he's that closed-minded, you have to believe in that stuff. Well, then, I'm like you. But I just wanted to throw it back out to see, get y'all's opinion of what to do.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
Reed Nelson taught me over 14 years ago was to get their attention.
Mm-hmm.
And so before I practically even talked to somebody, I've done this in a parking lot where a man was looking at my new car, and I said, you want to look at it more? And he said, yes, and when he was done, I said, you know, I've got something that might interest you. Put your arm out. And then I put his, I said, now, don't let me push it down. And I said, now, put your foot on top of my foot, and don't let me push it down. And he was amazed. And 2 days later, I talked to him, and he signed up. He was an attorney. He didn't do anything, but I mean, you know, it was still, he always, I just always remembered that. Get their attention. So before I practically even talk to him, I get their attention to show them that it works. No matter what, it works. And if they mess around and don't, you know, if they're one of, if they're a smart person, and you know, and they don't push their arm down deliberately, then I do the finger test, the exact same thing. And I said, you know, it doesn't seem like your arm is really strong enough. Let me do the finger test, and I do that, and I get their attention before I even start to talk to them about anything.
I've never heard putting your foot on top of mine. That is a cool idea.
Yeah, if you're in the, you know, if you're talking to somebody in the parking lot or something, it's right through.
That is really cool. I like that.
I've actually seen it done where they have like 8 or 10 people,
mm-hmm.
and they're all lined up holding hands, and to me that just looks hokey. Really looks hokey.
I've seen 3 do that. It's amazing.
It works.
Yes, it does.
It actually works.
Yeah.
It does go through them all, and it works, but to me it just looks like, you know, that's just adding, I don't know, it just doesn't look right. But the getting their attention, I've just never forgot Reed saying that. I don't know if he still says the same thing. I ought to ask him the next time I see him.
Mm-hmm.
Does he still say get their attention?
Mm.
In fact, he'll be here November 6th, I think, a number 8th or something, a Saturday, and they're going to, and in fact, you know what they're doing on Thursday. If any of you have anybody out here, on Thursday night we have our meeting, but on Friday they are going, Tony and Reed are going to stay at the NECAN, you know, all day long, and just be there for anybody that wants to bring in a small group or do even a telephone call, a conference call, or anything like that. And then Saturday, it's going to be a training.
Wow.
So I'll have to ask him if he still says that. But I just never forgot that. Get their attention.
Mm-hmm.
So they know it works.
Yep.
There's no, you know, before you do anything, they absolutely know it works. They may not, you know, then they can't say, well, it didn't work. And you can always say, well, you know, some people it takes longer. Everybody's body is different. But they know that it worked because I did that one test on them.
Oh, that's great. Lee, give me your phone number again.
714-838-3654.
I'm going to try to get my cousin and his wife to get there then by those things on Thursday night.
Okay.
You say that November the 6th, they're going to have...
They're going to have, but it's going to... from what someone told me, but I don't know for sure, but it's going to be really, you know, on the business.
Okay.
And, but I'm sure they've got to get some product, you know, demonstration and product talk in there. And then Saturday morning is going to be the training. And none of it costs anything.
Wow. And that's next week.
Yeah.
Yep. Wow, that is...
November 6th through the 8th.
Uh-huh. And it's free. Okay. Love the word.
Well, I may call them and let them talk to you.
Okay.
I don't know whether she's found another job. I know her job was ending, and he's retired. But he's the one that has Parkinson's.
Well, that one, my husband's hand shook, and, you know, at his age, his hand shook, and I put the bracelet on him, and his hand hardly shakes every once in a great while.
That's great.
Is that the new bracelet?
Yeah.
Okay. Right.
I think it's a lot stronger, isn't it, than the others?
Yes. Yeah.
You talking about the sports bracelet or one of the gold ones?
The sports one.
The black one is stronger than the green?
I put it around my neck with two of them together, like some of y'all had suggested. And I mean, in a little while, I'll say 5 or 6 hours, I had to take it off.
Really?
Yes.
Oh.
It did that much to those muscles, I guess, in my neck or whatever, because I normally just wear, you know, one of the regular necklaces every day.
The
to be sure that I don't get the head problem and the headache.
Great.
But it might have just been that day, you know. You never know what your body's doing that day.
Mm-hmm.
But I had to take them off.
Hmm. Wow. One other thing I pulled off the computer yesterday. Popeye's Power Vegetable can do things to our body that we're not even aware of. It can fortify it against blood sugar problems. Never knew that spinach was that, you know, does that. As well as other leafy greens. They lower the risk of type 2 diabetes in a recent study. Spinach may reinforce the body on multiple fronts. It's a low glycemic, so it dramatically can affect the blood sugar. It's a good source of magnesium, which is a mighty mineral associated with lower type 2 diabetes risk. It's packed with alpha-lipoic acid, which is a disease-shielding antioxidant. And it's low in calories and rich in fiber. So get your spinach in, guys. And there was also something, you know, when you buy fresh spinach or pick it from the garden, it maintains maximum levels of nutrition. I think it's at up to two to four days. After that, it starts, you know, you lose the nutrient value. So instead of buying a great big bag or whatever you're buying, I guess it's better to buy smaller portions more often. And also they brought up how frozen spinach is healthy because it's picked at the good time. And, you know, it retains the freshness and the nutrients better than holding fresh for a week or two. So, anybody have any questions, thoughts, or concerns?
Good morning. This is Onita.
Good morning, Onita. How are you?
All right. I got my new Vegetarian Times yesterday, and it had, it says a moosewood Thanksgiving, and I remembered after reading that I had a moosewood cookbook around someplace from years back, so I dug it out.
Uh-huh.
And while I was digging, I found a Dean Ornish one, so check 3-year-old cookbooks, Carol.
Wow. Something you're going to send to Shara to pass down or to Mary Lou to pass down?
Yeah, it never hurts to look. I don't know if everybody else collects cookbooks like I do, but I've had so many cookbooks over the years, and this was neat.
When we moved, I got rid of a bunch of them because I thought I'll never use them.
Well, I need to do that too, but my daughter wanted to look through them first, so
uh-huh.
I hadn't gotten rid of them, and then I remembered I had these others. But,
Well, if there are any good recipes, especially if we're getting closer to Thanksgiving now, you might want to send them to Shar and just ask her to send them down to everybody. That would be appreciated.
Yeah.
Thanks, Anita. How are things in Kansas?
All right. My husband said the pepper plants froze, so he pulled off the rest of the peppers and brought them in.
Oh, my husband pulled them off over the weekend, but I still don't think we have had a killing frost right here. I know, in fact, there's snow around us, you know, 10 miles away, but our plants have not gotten a killing frost. We must be in a little bubble here or something.
Well, he's been covering them up, but
uh-huh.
The plant still froze. So.
Oh, too bad.
Yeah.
It's that time of year.
Got to figure out what to do with them all now. So.
I know. That's the problem. Well, are they green or red?
Both.
Because the green ones will turn red if you allow them to. You know that.
Yeah, I know. Actually, I had a red plant and a yellow plant, so.
Oh, okay. Someone gave me for the first time the kind of goldy orange tomatoes, which I had not had or tasted before. And they're good. My son said they're not as acidic as the red ones, so.
Yeah, we like the yellow ones, too.
I guess next year when we go to buy our plants, I should look for that. I never bought them before.
I was going to say, there's one called Lemon Boy. Don't get that one's a lighter yellow, and it's not as nearly as good. Husky Gold is a good one.
Husky Gold?
Huh?
I will write that one down so that hopefully next year when we get to there, I will remember it, or at least remember to ask you what the name was again.
Make sure it's a full-size tomato, too, because that comes with both little ones and big ones, I think.
Uh-huh. We had a lot of cherry tomatoes this year. My son and daughter love them, and I've been eating them too, so they are sweet also. And I like the grape ones. Husky Gold.
Husky Gold.
Okay. Anyone have any closing thoughts or questions? Well, it's 10:30 here. I have nothing else to talk about. Anybody want to bring something up or call it a day? Okay, well,
we're actually at the time.
I can't believe that we're going to close the call on time tonight. Today. I appreciate
everybody's busy.
Yeah, I appreciate everyone's input, and it'll be so exciting to hear when people start getting their products to see what the thoughts are on those, especially those who were not at the convention and haven't seen them up close and personal. So have a great day, everybody. Stay warm if you're in the cold climate, although I think it's pretty chilly even in Florida today for them. And we'll be back tomorrow. Thanks for everybody's support.
Thank you.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
You.
You're welcome.